As I was showing you very simply on Tuesday, I was showing you that the function of the cells of the immune system is based on a network of relationship between the different cells. If you have the TB, we will see that we have a different T, we have the T helper, the T suppressor, and the T cytotoxic, so there is whole family of T cells. We have the B cells, we have the macrophages, and we will have how the cells cooperate together. Voila. Cytokines. So how do the cell communicate to each other? How the T cell is telling to the B cell, you have to do that and that, and the B cell is telling to the macrophage, you have to do that and that and that. There are two ways. One is direct contact. The cell must meet together, touch together. And the other way are the cytokines. So the cytokines are messages, are in principle proteins, like hormones, but they're not hormones, they're proteins with a biological activity. So the cytokines, which are produced in generally by the T cells and by the macrophage, are swimming in the blood circulation, and they're recognized by the other cells, and this is the way they communicate. Just they give out pieces of messages. And in integrating them with other physiological compartments, such as the endocrine and the hematopoietic system. So just is telling you how this complex way of relationship is built up. Microbia, as a microbe, are recognized early in a reaction, while specific immune response are developing. So there is first a recognition of the antigen, and then it takes some time. I was telling you that there is an innate immune system which can react immediately. An example is the skin, which is producing some acid, and the acid on the skin is killing, not all, but is oft killing the bacteria. But to activate the immune system, I make you the example of influenza or a cold. It takes 3, 4, 5 days before our immune system, the specific immune system, is working. Release of cytokines is a major determinant of the type of response that then is activated. You will see that the cytokines have sometimes some conflicting action. The ones are activating, the other are suppressing. So it's a whole equilibrium between the messages which are exchanged between the cell. The specific immune system is directed by helper, the T helper cell, which respond and release different cytokines, and so drive distinct patterns of effector function. I told you, depending on the cytokine, depending on the amount of cytokine released, and this is also individually different. It's not that we have all the same. As we look, each of us looks a little bit different. That's the same also for the immune system and the reaction. The T helper 1 promote macrophage activation. So there is T helper 1, and the T helper 2 favor antibody production. So you see, there are already two different kinds, families of T cells, the T helper 1 and the T helper 2. And then there are the T suppressors and the T cytotoxic. Activation of an appropriate effector function can lead to failure. So sometimes something goes wrong, as the system is so complicated that not always it works well. Sometimes, unfortunately, the immune system is not working properly. T1, T helper 1, inhibit T helper 2 response and vice versa. So the two kind of T1, T helper 1 and 2 are sometimes in conflict together. And it's also very difficult for a doctor who is trying to understand what is happening during infection or an influenza, to understand what is really going on. The system is not easy to understand. Cytotoxic T cells recognize antigen. Now we have the cytotoxic. We have seen the T helper 1 and the T helper 2, and we have then the T cytotoxic. We recognize an antigen presented by the major histocompatibility complex. Find again the major histocompatibility complex. I was telling you the other day that each of us has his own or her own MH complex, and if you make a transplant, you want to make a kidney transplantation or a heart transplantation or whatever transplant, now they transplant even the lungs, the liver. One day they will transplant over the head, I don't know. But if you want to make a transplant, you have to look if the major compatibility complex of the donor and of the receiver are matching together. There are tables and tables also in the book here. These are all the kinds of major histocompatibility complex. It's just a small part of them. So if I need, for instance, to have a new liver, nice here, if I need to have a new liver, then, of course, there are organ banks, I don't know how it works in China, but there are people who are ready to give their organs if they are irreversibly injured and so by a car accident and so. So there are a whole network of communication worldwide, global. So they may know in Zurich there is a patient who needs a new liver, and there is in the Philippines a possible donor. So they have to look and match if the major histocompatibility complex is matching or not. So the cytotoxic T cells recognize the antigen presented by the major histocompatibility molecule on the same individual. Then we have the natural killer. It's a nice word, natural killer. They are also a kind of lymphocytes, which are not so specific. The T cells are extremely specific, exactly as an antibody, but the natural killer, that's why they call natural killer, are not so specific, but they have the same action. Cytotoxicity is mediated by combination of direct cell-cell interaction. I will show you some nice pictures about that. And activated macrophages are stimulated to kill microorganisms. We have seen this already a couple of times. I would like to clarify what I said, because I got a question asking about if all antigens can be recognized by the immune system. And I was telling about animals. I said if you inject the antigen in an animal, I use the word animal because we are allowed to work with animals, inject in animals. We are not allowed to do this with humans. But if we cannot take a substance which is not known, inject this in a human, unless the human, if you remember, Koch did with himself. When he was studying, and was not tuberculosis, was pocken, was a variole, it was a very terrible infection 200 years ago. So Koch, a French scientist, injected himself the bacilli of this illness. And but first of all, he killed the bacteria. So he injected them, and he found out the principle of vaccination. But usually, we're not allowed to make inject antigens synthetically in a human. And of course, I said we are able to recognize any antigen existing. I mean, this is a little bit exaggerated. Because, as you know, there are people who are not capable of fighting certain infection. But this has nothing to do with the principle that we can make, that our immune system is capable of making millions of antibodies. This depends on the fact that we are genetically different, and it may well happen that some of us are not able to produce an antibody against a certain antigens. That's well possible. I say in principle, our immune system is capable of producing antibody against all possible antigens, but it's not said that the immune system of each of us works in the same way. So it may happen that sometime we are not able to produce antibody against against a certain antigen. And then the other problem is that of the vaccination, but I will talk about that now, how this works. You see a comish, strange sentence, perforin. Perforin. We will see what perforin is. Don't try to understand too much. Cytotoxicity is made by a combination of direct cell-cell interaction. And these are cytokines and granules of proteins. You will see that it's possible to have biological bullets, which are capable of killing the cells. And this is done by perforin. So this is cartoon is showing the T cell receptor. We have seen the antibody. The antibody is the molecule we recognize the antigens. The antibody is the molecule which is on the surface of the B lymphocyte and recognize the antigen. It's the receptor of the B lymphocyte. Now the T cell has also a receptor which is capable of recognizing the antigen. And it's also made by a variable part and constant part, similarly as the antibody. And the principle is the same. There is a chain of protein which is making involutions and is capable of recognizing the antigen. And I'm not telling more about that, just that our also the T cell receptor can recognize thousands and millions of different antigens. Now the T cells can be subdivided in subsets in CD4 and CD8. And the CD4, what does it mean CD4? CD4 means that they have one molecule on the surface, which is peculiar only by the CD4 cells. And the CD8 means that they have on the surface a marker, a molecule, which is typical only for the CD8 and not for the CD4 and vice versa. And the those T lymphocytes which are carrying the CD4 marker are subdivided in T helper 1 and T helper 2, essentially T helper cells. The CD8 are T suppressor and T cytotoxic cells. And usually the rate we have, for instance, 1 million of CD4 and we have 500,000 of CD8. The amount, if we are healthy and we don't have an immunological problem, there is always twice as much CD4, that means helper, than CD8, that means suppressor. And in the case of AIDS, you know, this terrible illness, the ratio is the contrary. They are twice as much cytotoxic for half as much CD4. Just this for information. I was telling you that the lymphocytes and the whole cells are communicated biological actions via cytokine. So far today, we know about 50 different cytokines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 50. And each of them has a different function. And they're produced either by their T cells or by the macrophage. And here is just an example of the biological function of interleukin-6, which is produced by T lymphocytes. The interleukin-6 can help the B lymphocyte to grow, to become bigger, and produce antibodies. We call the activated B lymphocyte plasma cell. So when we are healthy, we don't have an infection. The B cells in our body are small. But if we get an infection, a flu or the cold, those cells which are responsible for fighting the infection become larger, bigger. You can see them in the microscope, become larger, and they start to produce antibodies and to divide. And the interleukin-6, together with other cytokines, is helping to activate the B cell. Has nothing to do with the immune system, but interleukin-6 has also a proliferation of kidney cells. It can activate the proliferation of kidney cells. These are called mesangial cells. Interleukin-6 is capable of activate the keratinocytes, which are the cells which essentially constitute the skin, hair, and nails. So interleukin-6 is also helping the growth of our skin, of our hair, and of our nails. Interleukin-6 is also activating the liver cell in producing hepatocytes, the cell of the liver, and to produce C-reactive proteins, which are important in certain aspects of the immune system. Interleukin-6 is capable of regulating the function of osteoclasts, bone, cellular cell of the bone. What is interesting here, because there will be some relation with the experiment conducted in space in the next days, and also with some experiments in biotechnology using microgravity, artificial microgravity. Our bone system, including our teeth, are in a continuous process of degradation and building up. Our bone system is not there like that. The bone system is continuously degraded, destructed by osteoclasts, and is continuously rebuilt by osteoblasts. So there are two kinds of bone cells. The osteoclasts are responsible for the degradation of the bone, and the osteoblasts are responsible for the building up of the bone. Our bone material, especially the teeth, are continuously renewed. So the old cells are destroyed, and the new cells are coming. Osteoclasts, the osteoblasts. We'll see this in another day. Interleukin-6 is also acting on the blood system by by inducing the production of platelets. The platelets are responsible for the blood coagulation. If you have an injury, a wound, it will be healed by, first of all, the blood coming out is stopped by the blood platelet. It causes the coagulation. And last but not least, interleukin-6 is helping activating the T lymphocytes, which then they produce interleukin-2 and the interleukin-R. So this is just an example of how one interleukin, in this case IL-6, has a manifold biological action. And this is trying to give an idea what is going on when the T cells and the macrophage are activating and starting to produce interleukin. Told you, 50. We know 50 different interleukins. You can imagine what is going on during an immune reaction. Now, interesting for our discussion of the space experiment, the interleukin-2 receptor, forget about IL-4, the interleukin-2 receptor is made up of three different components, alpha, beta, and gamma. It's made of three different components, alpha, beta, and gamma, which are built up during the activation. I insist on that because we will discuss this when we will discuss our space experiment. The general mechanism by which a cytokine is working is just depicted here in a very simple way. So we have a receptor. We have a receptor which is made for interleukin-2 by three components, alpha, beta, and gamma, and we have a cytokine. So this is a general mechanism. The receptor is embedded in the membrane. This is the cell membrane. And once the cytokine has been recognized by the receptor, there is a message which is transmitted to the cytoplasm and also to the nucleus. And the final product, one of the most important action, is gene expression. The cell start to activate genes, and there is genes are producing other product which is very important. So this is the general mechanism of so-called signal transduction. And we will show you that when we go in space or we go in simulated microgravity, the signal transduction in the T lymphocyte is disturbed. And this has been studied by us and other colleagues very, very deeply in detail. So that's why it's better that you keep in mind the mechanism, which is very simplified here. Cytokine is attached. There are also other signals. Is recognized by the receptor. There is an activation. There are a lot of things going on in the cytoplasm. A message arrives to the nucleus, and we have genetic activation and gene expression, and the end product are proteins and cell proliferation. Again, examples, extremely complicated, but let's try just to have an idea of how the system works. So if a microbe enters our blood circulation or whatever, is recognized, for instance, that's just one of the possibility, is recognized by the macrophage. The macrophage is producing several not only lymphokine, it's producing tumor necrosis factor alpha, it's producing chemokines, interleukin-1, tumors necrosis again, etc. But one of the functions is to transmit a signal to the place where the lymphocyte and the leukocyte are stored. So I told you the other day, lymphocyte, leukocyte, so lymphocyte and macrophages are here, are here, are here, and also in the spleen. And so the job, this first action is to go and send a signal to the leukocyte in order to get them out where the infection is or where they have to work. Then there is an activation of the natural killer cell. The natural killer, I told you before, are not exactly lymphocytes because they're not so specific. There is, via complement activation, mast cells. These are terrible cells because they're responsible for the allergic reaction. So please, don't invest too much energy in understanding this. I just want to show you one of the possible interactions once a microbe enters the circulation and is recognized by the macrophage, and is implying a natural killer, T helper 1, T helper 2, mast cell, recruit, also calling out by chemotaxis of leukocyte through the organ where they are, and so on and so forth. So this is, as you see, a complex system which has to interact. All the cell and the system are interacting with each other. So let's look, there's something which may be more important for us, is the activation of the T helper. So there is an antigen, maybe a protein, maybe a piece of microbe, maybe whatever, is recognized by the antigen presenting cell. The antigen presenting cell is usually a macrophage. It can be some other cell, but usually a macrophage. Is engulfing the antigen, is making the antigen in small pieces, and it's presenting, you know, this is the piece of antigen attached to this structure, which is generally the major histocompatibility complex, and is presented by direct contact to the T cell receptor. Here we have the T helper. And at this moment, the T helper is starting a lot of actions. For instance, is activating the T cytotoxic. Is producing cytokines, we can activate the natural killer, the macrophage, the granulocyte, forget about that, and antibody-producing cells, and the B cells. So once the antigen-presenting cell, usually a macrophage, is presenting the antigen or a fragment of the antigen to the T helper, a lot of action are starting, activation of B cells, and then we have here the T suppressor. The T suppressor is trying to regulate this function in a way which you are not discussing. But you see a lot of action as starting from the initial activation of the T cell. At the same time, a lot of other activity is going on when we get an infection. Let's go more in focus. We have the major histocompatibility complex, which is here. This is a cell which has been infected by a virus, for instance, and we call this the target cell. When one of our cells, or thousands of our cells, are infected by a virus, for instance, they have to be destroyed. Otherwise, the virus will start to divide, and so we call this target cell, the cell which has to be destroyed. So the target cell is presenting portion of the virus to the T cytotoxic, and the T cytotoxic via receptor and another structure which is called CD8 is recognizing this and is going to destroy the infected cell. Similar mechanism is for the natural killer, forget about them at this point. The T cell, again, can recognize a target cell which has been infected using all this recognition, using all these recognition units. So on the surface of the T cell, there are a lot of receptors, a lot of recognizing molecules which are recognizing the target cell. This is the most important. But in order to have LFA, ICM, they're all abbreviation of recognition site, this is okay, but it's not enough to have a perfect action of the T cytotoxic cell. So the cell has to be activated by several other recognition systems. It's not enough that the T cell is seeing one portion of the target cell. It has to see different or feel different units. Unfortunately, it's complicated, but there's nothing I can do about that. And in our space experiment, together with our colleagues, we have tried to understand what's going on.